The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
Time for Breakfast with a Blackhawk. It's brought to you by MB Financial. Jamal Mayers was a member of the 2013 Stanley Cup winning Blackhawks. He was drafted by the Blues, so the Winter Classic means something to him, and he'll be playing in the alumni game on Saturday. We welcome into the show Jamal Mayers. Jamal, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
I want to say last year we bartended together at Woody's Winter Warm-Up. Is that right? Because I know I did a charity. Okay, I did a charity function with you. You're still in unbelievable shape.
Oh, the looks can be deceiving.
Well, we had Troy Murray on the other day, and we asked him, when do you guys get together and practice? He said, we don't.
No, he's right. So we just, I'll be honest, I hadn't skated up until a month ago for about a year, year and a half. The last time I had skated was when we played in the outdoor game in Minnesota. So I have skated three or four times, and hopefully we're ready to go.
Only three or four times since the Winter Classic. Nice. Where does your love lie? Which city? We talked about this earlier. Drafted by St. Louis, spent 10 years there, but you won a Stanley Cup here in Chicago. But you were only here 2 years.
I have to say the Hawks, they've been so good to me, winning a cup. And, you know, it's the team that took me 17 years to get there. So it's a special place in my heart, and I love Chicago. I love the city, the organization, from Rocky all the way on down. They've treated me so well. So for me, it's Chicago.
Jamal, Artemi Panarin nice. Gets the we knew that had to be the Blackhawks. Come on, baby. There's no competition here, right? Artemi Panarin, Jamal gets the 2-year contract extension, $6 million per. Seems like he took a little less money to stay for a little while and still gets free agency down the line for him. This is a win-win all around, correct?
It is. And you think about what he gave up, obviously, lots of dollars left on the table, but I think he recognizes what a great opportunity is to play with the best player in the world in Patrick Kane. So, good for him for taking less money and wanting to stay and the chance to win. And hopefully in a couple of years they can reward him and get him the dollars and the term he deserves.
Jamal, I got to tell you, going along with what Pete said earlier, you are one of the best-dressed sports commentators
True.
I've ever seen. And I know the guys dog you a little bit about that, but you always look great.
Well, I have not Standard to thank for that. They've treated me so well, and they've been dressing me this year, so it's they've upped my game a little bit, so I've been excited to be associated with them.
Did you ever think you would have to, look in the closet and then match the shoes with the pants and the socks?
They'd probably tell them.
Yeah.
Color coordinated inside the clothes. Jamal, you're going to be playing against Wayne Gretzky on Saturday. How do you feel about that?
Well, I got to find out who the photographer is because I'm going to follow him around the ice for a solid 30 seconds to get a couple pictures to say that I never did get a chance to play against him in a real game, but this is my opportunity. I just hope I'm not the idiot that's skating around the net and flying around, and then all of a sudden someone moves out of the way and I run over Wayne Gretzky. That's my biggest fear.
Will you ask him for an autograph?
Absolutely. I might even bring a marker on the ice.
Right. Have him sign your stick. This is Wayne Gretzky. And if people are saying, why is Wayne Gretzky playing for the Blues in the alumni game? He played for the Blues for a brief period in between the Kings and New York, right?
He did. It's actually the year before my first year. I thought I was going to training camp with him. At that time, Mike Keane, chased him out of St. Louis. I think that was in 96. And I finished college and was attended my first training camp and hoping that he'd be there, but that wasn't the case.
Are you going to take this as a real game or just have fun? Because some guys, are going to go on the ice and they're going to act like it's a real game.
No, I'll take it as fun. And, but the competitiveness is still there. I'm not going to lie. So the minute someone starts to take it serious, the rest of us will follow suit.
It'll get very, very serious. The alumni game happening Saturday. Jamal Mayers. Jamal, great to talk to you. And I'll probably see you at Woody's Winter Warm-Up next month, okay?
Perfect. Let's do it.
All right. Thanks, man.